It's about 1:15 in the afternoon, and if I sound a bit shaken up, it's because I am. We drove about 15 to 20 kilometres in an escort of journalists inside what was until a couple of days ago Iraqi territory. We crossed the ridge at Cham Chamal, where a few days ago Iraqi troops peeled back towards Kirkuk, and just as we stopped to take some pictures, though, we heard a whistle and a zooming sound, and a large artillery shell came down about 50 yards away from us, forcing us all to dive for cover. It was extremely close, extremely loud, and as soon as it was clear that that was just the one shell coming in, we all jumped into the vehicles and drove back the way we came. We've come back about 3 kilometres from where the shell went off, and it seems a little quieter here. But as we were driving down through the former Iraqi territory, we saw a number of deserted villages, ghost towns really. One of them is just in front of me now. The walls are painted with anti-American slogans in Arabic. There's a few murals of Saddam Hussein, like the ones you've probably seen on television, with him holding a gun aloft in a triumphant pose, and slogans such as "Saddam is the knight of all Iraq." It's rather eerie to see these villages completely deserted, but one journalist told me that the Iraqi troops who peeled back from their frontline positions left the place in a spotless condition. They even swept out their barracks before they left and moved back towards Kirkuk. I don't think we will be moving much further towards Kirkuk, because this area still seems extremely volatile. I don't know whether you could hear that. That was another large artillery shell. It sounded like a few kilometres away from us, back in the distance we came from. So obviously the Iraqis are still shelling quite strongly.